Hey, welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here, and I'm along with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill from the Institute for Decision Excellence in Leadership. Hey, guys.
Hi, good morning.
How
are
you doing today?
Good.
Great. Well, we've got another great question from one of our listeners for you, Rich, and for Steve and I to weigh in on. So I'm going to take a stab at it. I'll read it, and we'll go from there. My mother, who lives in another state, was charged with DWI and swore me to secrecy because she did not want the grandchildren to find out. Is this a secret that's okay for me to keep?
Let's talk a little bit about families and alcoholism and drug addiction in general. There's a kind of, we would call a core belief in alcoholic drug addicted families with alcoholism and drug addiction in them, which is there is no alcoholism or drug addiction in this family.
Right.
It's denial.
There's a denial. And from my point of view, that's the problem, right? The problem is probably, my bet would be, by the way, that the kids know anyway. Just like everybody in a family really knows that somebody is alcoholic or drug addicted. They may not know the details, but they know there's something wrong.
It's an issue, right.
They may not know it's alcohol,
yeah.
But they know the quality of the relationship with this person, there's something wrong.
Right.
And so then you'd have to ask yourself, well, what is the benefit of denying that there's some serious problem going on? That just distorts kids' sense of reality. They know. So you go around telling them, making believe that it's not a problem, you're creating a kind of a distressing experience for them to deal with. And then they stop trusting you.
Right.
Because they know that you're not telling them the truth. That's very distressing.
Yeah,
you're really creating kind of an unreal world. It's almost like two realities.
Yeah.
You've got the family reality, and then you've got the reality, the real reality.
You've got the fantasy reality,
right.
And you've got the reality. Now, trying to deal with that as a child is very disturbing.
Yeah.
You know, my belief is the way you deal with reality is you face it straight up, and you say, here's reality, and here's how we're going to deal with that problem. So what's happened here is the person, I don't know who it is, mom or dad, apparently at this point agreed to distort reality, to keep a secret. Okay.
But to ask the question, obviously they're concerned that that may not be the best thing to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I was working with this person,
right,
I'd say, what part of you agreed?
Right.
What's the problem that you're trying to solve by distorting reality for yourself and your kids?
Well,
what's the problem inside you and in the family that you're trying to solve?
It strikes me in that kind of situation, if this person's mother, whether this is a male or female, we don't know, has always had this problem potentially, then they grew up in an environment where there was some unreality. So then they are, in a way, at the brink of having to break that, you know, kind of release the demons, so to speak, and say, okay, acknowledge the fact that my mom is a drinker.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my first thought on this was, you know, it's a request. There's the mother or mother-in-law is making a request that I would rather not have everybody know what happened.
Yeah.
I think maybe what I thought might be an appropriate answer is, if nobody asks, I'm certainly not going to go around and broadcast this. But if somebody asks, I'm not going to be dishonest with them. I'm going to be honest with them. That's what we do in our family or as parents or whatever. So, you know, I mean, there's a little bit of a middle ground. But I agree with you 100%. You know, denying something that's true is just a really bad thing to do with your kids. And
it's a bad model. I mean, basically, because you're really modeling lying in a sense.
Yeah.
And the kids,
even
if they don't know, will find out.
Absolutely the wrong thing to do. Even if you decided you may feel obligated to do it, think about what happens when they realize that it, you know, you've been lying to them because they find out anyway.
Right.
What does that say to them? That's huge.
Yeah. And then would they be able to share difficult things with you?
Right.
Because they wouldn't feel like you're trustworthy.
Yeah.
You're not somebody who they can rely on to tell the truth.
Right.
So that leaves this person with a, you know, there are several options. One, from my point of view, would be to go back to grandma and say, you know, I made a mistake. I agreed to keep a secret that I don't want to keep.
Right.
And you can turn it back to grandma and say, you know, the impact of this, this could be potentially very useful for the kids to know.
Right.
You have a real problem. And you're paying a price for it, and it might be very useful for the kids in our family to know that alcohol can be a real problem, and you're now paying a price for it, and maybe the kids could learn something from that. So, Grandma, how about stepping up
and you
and
tell
talking
them. Yeah.
to the kids about this? How about us, and I'll be glad to be there with
right.
you and support us all coming into reality about that. Now, Grandma may not be willing to do that,
sure.
But, you know, that would be a beginning place to start,
potentially. I think that makes a lot of sense, and that's a really important overall message, which is honesty and this notion of trust based on honesty are really crucial underpinnings for a healthy family communication. It really is. Well, very good answer. Thanks, Rich. Mm-hmm. Remember, if you've got a question for Dr. Rich, you can write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we're going to try to put yours on the air next time.